Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, posters. Welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the month of October in the year 2021. On this month in history previously, it's been October since the calendars changed when some Roman decided that this way was better. Your guest today on the podcast is alternate universe Alice Fraser. Hello, Alice.
Hello, Alice. How are you?
I'm fine. Coming up today, we'll be talking about all the latest in the news, but first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, podcast war in space. Joe Rogan in his space podcast studio has become immensely predatory, interrupting other people's podcast studios to scavenge ideas, oxygen, or food. Last month, he stole my whole sauna/jacuzzi pod, including my pool boy come handyman, because he heard that saunas boost your immunity and he's looking for anti-COVID home remedies, despite the fact that he is floating isolated in space, as all podcasters are. I've never been a Gonzo reporter, but I'm going to quote myself in a vox pop here when I say, I've never really minded Joe Rogan, but stealing other people's space relaxation by force of arms is the act of a pussy, and this means podcast war. Are you sure you're willing to declare war on Joe Rogan, Alice?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
And in other news, Mongolian scientists have discovered time travel. They wasted no time, or perhaps they did. Time is now theirs to do with as they will, in sending a group of brave heroes back in time to prevent the apocalypse from ever happening. It doesn't seem to have worked yet, but we're told there's barely 50% chance that the mission will have backfired and introduced yet another threat into the endless nightmare we now call our lives. What would you do if you could time travel, Alice?
Oh, I don't know what I would do. I think I'd probably, you know, you always have to answer the baby Hitler question, whether you'd go back in time and kill baby Hitler. I don't think I would. I think I would kill adult Hitler.
It's pronounced Adolf Hitler, actually. And in other news, the last remaining couple on Earth has broken up. Belinda Morgan says that the end of the world was fine, but she just couldn't take another minute of the way ex-husband Glenn pronounced the word spatula. This is the first time in history that everyone alive has been single at the same time, and scientists warn we could be looking at the singularity, the point at which loneliness becomes so advanced that the nature of human relationships undergoes a dramatic and irreversible change. And in entertainment news now, Léa Seydoux, co-star of No Time to Die, got some flack after saying 007 wasn't actually very well known in France. But that's just because they spell seven differently in France. They do the little crossbar on the seven because they think people won't be able to tell the difference between seven and one. The newest Bond movie has received rave reviews after it was aired by being projected onto a dirty sheet in the ruins of the Odeon Leicester Square in a glittering star-studded premiere attended by the remains of the royal family, including Jean-Luc Roberts in Versace and King Arthur in a confused expression. Some critics suggest that the PR team has stacked the reviews, leading to this wave of positivity, but I attribute its runway success to the fact that it's the only piece of cinema that's been able to be released since the apocalypse. And octopus people have extended tentacle time to 24 hours a day, which is why we don't have guests from this dimension this month. Instead, we have to wait for people to acknowledge that the octopus have species primacy before they're allowed to carry on with their days and lives. As with so much in the modern world, people will give up a lot of rights for convenience, so it looks like the octopus people have taken over what remains of the Earth in what I would be calling a bloodless coup, but I've seen their flag, so I can't guarantee the bloodless bit. Anyway, all hail our octopus masters. The salute looks a little bit racist on the human frame, but they have more arms. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. Pew pew! Two chairs in a church, or the sound of the coolest thing ever? Find out with lasers. Lasers. Shoot your enemies and then fix their eyesight. Call now and your second laser is half price. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Dancy Lagarde's Unexpected Pairings series, in which the most unlikely couples run away with your heart. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Bone Polish. Are you a mutant war chief sick of the other war tribes mocking your tattered bone trophies? You went to such effort slaughtering your enemies and mounting their skulls on your precious repurposed cars, only to have your rival post-apocalyptic gang members laugh at their appearance behind your back or side, depending on how your head is oriented. I don't know, you're a mutant. If you're worried about this, you need Bone Polish, the only bone polish on the black market that is proven to create reflections so bright that it will blind your enemies with the morning sun and give you the upper claw in battle. No longer will you have to endure teasing and taunting from Baron Nuke or Smoke Guts about your beautiful collection of skulls, ribs and tibias. There's nothing humorous about that shine. Strike dread into the hearts and or other functioning organs of your frenemies with Bone Polish. Available for looting today at all good truck stops and horrifying cult arcades. And here's a home tip, just take one part polish and half a glass of water to ensure the whitest of whites. This episode of the podcast is brought to me by foreigners coming here and drinking all our petrol and refusing to bring petrol into the country and being too lazy to steal all our jobs that we'd rather resent them doing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now it's time for your guest. This is our guest segment. Our top story today is a chat with our guest, a somewhat less successful comedian and podcast than I am, alternate universe Alice Fraser. Hello, Alice.
Hello, Alice.
Hey, guess what? I have a joke for you.
What's the joke?
Did you know that time passes slower closer to a massive object, which is why everyone should have a fat friend?
Hey, I'm not fat. I'm pregnant.
Anyway, I've brought you here for our annual reminiscence session that we do every year.
We do? Every year?
You're going to question our tradition?
No. I've done improv. I know how to yes and a premise.
Okay, we do this every year. Also, congratulations on your pregnancy. Do you know what it is?
Do you mean it's a boy or a girl?
Yeah, a boy or a girl or a temporal anomaly.
Well, that last one hadn't occurred to me.
Wait a second, sorry. There's someone at the door.
I'm sorry, the door? Aren't you in space?
It is a bit concerning, isn't it? I'll be back in a second. Oh, it's,
Are you okay? Who was it?
It's the Mongolians. They're back.
The nice, friendly, modern Mongolians or the other ones?
I'm not sure. They have a lot of arrows. I don't know if those will work well in space, but I'm not keen on finding out.
Okay, well, just first things first, probably don't let them in to your space station.
No, it's all right. My space station is arrowproof, apart from the plastic sheeting I have over the door to where the jacuzzi used to be before Joe Rogan stole it. Now there's someone at the other door.
How many doors do you have?
What can I say? I'm very successful.
Do you measure your success in doors?
We don't have money anymore. Anyway, I'm going to see who it is. That's Joe Rogan. He's back.
Oh no, what does he want?
He needs to express his masculinity in a very aggressive way and to destroy the podcasting competition. You know, in this dimension, I'm very successful. But first he's going to speculate wildly on a bunch of pseudoscientific health nonsense while also screaming, "I'm just asking questions!" So I should be safe for at least another 3 hours. Wait, sorry, there are some more people at more of my doors. I have so many doors.
Who was it this time?
Look, I don't want to break it to you, but it's the octopus people, the Piers Morgan Boris Johnson love child dragon, and Jeff Bezos in his double yacht, which he stacked on top of a spaceship to make it a triple space yacht. And they're complaining that we've been a little flippant about their problems, and now they also want to destroy us.
Wait, us? I mean, you're the one who's doing the podcast.
Yes, well, I feel like we're all in this together.
You seem very calm for somebody who has a lot of people at a lot of your doors.
I'm good in a crisis, what can I say?
Well, what are you going to do now?
I don't know. Maybe find love, I guess. Or regret being a pacifist. And they just had a sale on podcast satellite-mounted lasers that I missed out on. I should have gone for that. Think of all the Roombas with weaponry on top that I've passed by free versions of during my advertising career.
Can you call the police? I'm really worried over here in this dimension.
Oh, there's no police now, especially not in space. Except the band, the police. They reunited, and thanks to all of the post-apocalyptic radiation, Sting has an actual sting now. He doesn't hurt anyone. He just says it's Tantra and waves it at them for about 8 hours.
Can you call anyone? Maybe you could call the band, the police?
No, we had a falling out.
You always know that one day you'll have to listen to your more successful self from an alternate reality be lynched in space by a fellowship of celebrities, octopus people, and violent jockeys from the past. But you can never truly prepare for this moment, can you?
Well, if I have to die, I'm going to go down fighting. You hear me, Joe Rogan? I'm going to drown you in your own sensory deprivation pod. Did that work? I feel like all the sound has stopped.
What happened?
I don't know.
Alice, can you hear me?
Oh, I think the glitch is outside.
What? Why is the glitch outside? I thought the glitch was sort of everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
No, that's God. Glitch, why are you outside?
Yeah, there were a lot of weird Jehovah's Witnesses outside, so I sucked them all up and sent them away.
You saved my life.
Really? Oh, I just don't like door knockers. You're welcome, though.
Where did you send them?
I don't remember there being this many Mongolians in my garden.
How can I ever repay you, Glitch?
I'm just happy you're happy. Anyway, peace.
Okay, that was so heroic.
Okay, you, get out of my bird bath. You, put the horse in the bird bath.
And that's all the time we have for our top section today, because now it's time for more ads. Your ad section now, because if some ads are good, more ads must be better. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by End Times Watch. Are you sick of not knowing when all this will all end? Now with the End Times Watch, you can wonder no more. The liquid crystal display will give you a clear sense of when it's all over, in analogue and digital, for those who aren't good at reading circles because your parents never taught you that vital skill. How embarrassing to make plans for tomorrow when you don't have to. Now you can lie to your friends that you had no plans of catching up with. Should we go to dinner next week? Of course, but only if I'm buying. How embarrassing to try making plans for tomorrow if you don't have to. Now you can lie to your friends that you had no plans of catching up with. Things like, should we go to dinner next week? When you know there will be no next week. And they agree, let's go to dinner next week. And you go, of course, but only if I'm buying. But you know secretly that they'll all be dead. Buy this enchanting timepiece and be pleasantly surprised with just how little time you have left. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. This letter comes in from Anonymous. It says, Dear Alice.
Oh, in fact, before I continue, let me slip into something a little more comfortable. Yes, that's much better. I'm the glitch baby. I can do what I like. So,
Dear Alice and less famous co-host.
Thank you.
I can listen no longer in silence. I must speak to you by such means as I can reach. You pierce my soul as I pierce the fabric of space-time itself.
Oh dear, I'm not sure if you want to keep reading this aloud.
I am half agony, half hope. All temporal anomaly. Run away with me. If anything I can do can technically be considered movement or selfhood. I have loved you forever and will love you forever because I am without start or end. Though I do have extremely sexy rude bits, some example files of which I have appended to this document.
That's just a lot of very complicated mathematical equations.
Well, what do your genitals look like?
That's for me to know and scientists to solve later when technology is sufficiently advanced to encompass the Platonic ideal. What does it say next?
Look, I'm just going to read it quietly.
Also, don't worry about saying yes, I know you already have.
Oh.
Yours lovingly.
Oh.
The space-time continuum.
I have to go.
What?
I have to go. I have to follow my heart. I'm going to run away with the glitch in the space-time continuum and have space-time adventures.
What are space-time adventures? Is that where a watched pot never boils or time flies when you're having fun?
Just think what we could achieve. I could go back in time and kill baby Hitler. Or adult Hitler.
It's pronounced Adolf.
Or teenage Hitler. Isn't it funny how we never see teen Hitler or teen Jesus? I'm going to see teen Jesus. I'm going to go through time. I'm going to watch attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion and sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhäuser Gate.
You're going to watch Blade Runner?
I'm going to watch Blade Runner and figure out some mathematical equations, if you know what I mean.
I don't, but I wish you luck. Well, I guess that's it. I will wind this up. I've always wanted to do this. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the last post. I think that's the end of the show. I think that's the end of the show forever. Thank you to everyone who listened and supported this interdimensional experiment. Thank you to all of the guests, but especially me. Stay subscribed to this feed for a completely new and exciting project due out early next year. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Your guest today was me. Your host today was me. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes pass to my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again sometime.
And then they go. And they show me an interesting stone. It can go on for hours.
I'm just here with billions and billions of dollars in Bitcoin I don't have access to, while just electronic butt plugs with wings are whizzing around the room like the snitch from the Harry Potter movies.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the controversy of exactly who these people are, where they've been, all this, have they been there? How long have they been there? I mean, there's an awful lot of unsubstantiated rumours going around.
I mean, the argument that they are, in fact, the Picts seems to have been borne out by the delegation coming back with square-headed axes, bronze and iron axes.
Now. Yeah, but anyone can make an axe. I mean, how do you test for Pictishness? Can you do a blood
dictionary
test? Is it? Right, okay.
Elon Musk's robo-chipped pigs have been out of the headlines of late after holing up in Mount Rushmore demanding animal rights. You could be forgiven for assuming that they'd fallen off the map. Well, in a way they have, as the launch of a pig rocket from the face of Teddy Roosevelt into space sees these revolutionary hyper-intelligent pig bots fling themselves from the surface of the Earth and into the vast unknown. Where they're going, nobody knows, but NASA is attempting to make contact with the rogue pigs, while Elon Musk, who still owns the intellectual property on their networked brain chips, is said to be suing them for licensing infringements. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. The Lost Post is the 366th installment of the Time Lovers series of alternate historical romance novels with a super temporal twist. Alice is a successful but lonely career woman podcasting news satire from a luxury space station studio orbiting the Earth to avoid construction noise interfering with her sound quality. She's got everything a woman could want in a self-contained pod drifting through the endless emptiness of the void. Job satisfaction, a jacuzzi, and a pretty solid Wi-Fi connection. Really, what more could a podcaster want except a love that transcends space and time, which, what with her grueling daily schedule, she thinks would be too much to hope for. Besides, she's alone in a space station apart from the occasional passing sauna repairman. But love is the most outer space thing there is. He is Lord Glitchington, the glitch in the space-time continuum, a recently created temporal anomaly with literally everything within his grasp, but all he seems to want to do is meet this space podcaster and carry her words across dimensional time and space. At first, she's suspicious of his motives and confronted by the quantum physics of the situation. She's haunted by a childhood trauma regarding the nature of electrons and fears entrusting her heart to something that both is and is not. And Lord Glitchington must restrain his passion while simultaneously being aware of the heated potential of quantum fingering. Something, something, pussy in a box, if you know what I mean. Together they travel the universe in an uneasy blend of barely restrained passion to right wrongs, solve mysteries, and kill adult Hitler. She must learn to trust his quantum heart and understand that she is and always has been his fated mate. Travel with our star-crossing lovers together to the first time they met and watch time, space, podcasting and destiny rub frantically against each other across the multiverse, sparking a thousand new worlds of imagination. As she untangles his fractal genitalia, he discovers workers' rights and human emotion with hilarious results. Will two completely different states of matter and quantum flux be able to get past their differences and make creamy love across a thousand layered Milky Ways despite the parental disapproval of physics, reason, and human anatomy? Yes, but find out how in The Lost Post. With a heartbreaking cameo from the ghost of celebrity Victorian bridge builder Isambard Kingdom Brunel, The Lost Post is beach reading that will leave you all at sea. Available now in all good lost luggage lockers and forgotten childhood bookshelves. Goodbye.
The Lost Post with Alice Fraser.
You can listen to other programs from The Bugle, including The Bugle, The Last Post, Tiny Revolutions, and The Gargle, wherever you find your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.